It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, June 20th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. There was a Supreme Court ruling this week on software patents, and the verdict is that software based on an abstract idea isn't really eligible to be patented. A company called Alice Corporation tried to sue a bank over a computerized version of a financial service, but the court ruled that just putting a computer into the equation does not an invention make. Jason Schultz is an associate professor of law at NYU. He says this is one of many rulings the Supreme Court has issued to try and rein in software patent abuse.
Yeah, in a nutshell, what they said is just because you had a computer doesn't make you an inventor. Business transactions about escrowing or basic methods of kind of exchanging money or one-click shopping carts, these kind of things, they're not patentable. They've been around forever. And just because you do them on a computer doesn't give you a chance to have a monopoly over the whole industry.
What are the immediate repercussions of this ruling?
So there are a lot of patents that look like this, that take some old idea and say, do it on a computer. And so what it's going to force every company that has patented one of these things to do is go back and see if they can redraft their patent and claim something novel, as patents are supposed to be, that hasn't actually been done before with the technology. And we'll see who gets to do it and who can't. I suspect that a lot of patents will just fade away because they can't do it. They didn't come up with anything new.
Jason Schultz is an associate professor of clinical law and director of NYU's Technology, Law, and Policy Clinic. Jason, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Nuance Power PDF, designed to easily and accurately convert, edit, combine, and collaborate on business documents. Nuance.com/PowerPDF. PDF uncompromised. And by Iowa, offering a business climate complete with educated workers committed to innovation and professionals in advanced manufacturing, biosciences, and financial services. IowaEconomicDevelopment.com.
There was a lot of tech news this week, but an app called Yo was arguably the most talked about. Basically, you sign up and your friends sign up, and then with the click of one button, you can trade one message. Yo. I've been yoing for days now, but is it inventive, hilarious, asinine? Our friend Will Remus at Slate. Yo.
Yo.
How do we feel about this? And why is this app so compelling this week, yo?
The tech community is going crazy over this app. Mark Andreessen, a venture capitalist, is trying to tell anyone who will listen how important this is.
Why does he think it's so damned important?
Andreessen compared it to a phenomenon that's really popular in South Asia called the missed call phenomenon. And what this is people want to send a signal to someone, but they don't want to have to pay to send a text message or make a phone call. So they'll dial and then hang up. And that means something. You know, they've agreed in advance what it means when you get a missed call from me. And this is extremely popular in places like Bangladesh. Andreessen said, look, this is similar. This is a way of formalizing and consumerizing this concept of the missed call.
Will Remus, tech columnist for Slate. Will, I'll catch you later, yo.
Thanks, yo.
By the way, I played a really fun game of Silicon Valley this week with Marketplace reporter Sabri Benashour. You can find that and a very special version of Silicon Valley for you listeners at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.